and I love that law, and I want to do that law, but I find this war going on in me, and he even says, oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? In ancient days when somebody murdered a victim, one form of punishment was to strap the corpse of the victim to the killer. And as the corpse decayed, the decay ate its way into the living murderer and took his life in a horrific way. Paul said, that's how I feel sometimes, like I'm this new man strapped to a corpse that's eating at me. But that's what it means to be a Christian in an unglorified state. That's why Romans 8 says we wait for the redemption of the body. That's why Paul said, I can't wait till I receive that glorified body, Philippians 3, 20 and 21, like unto the body of the glory of Jesus. Do I have so much of sin in my life? Is there so much of the presence of the flesh in my life that I'm not really new, I'm not really changed? How do you know? Well, I think it's easy to know. Paul knew because he loved the law of God and he hated the sin that he saw in him. Before you came to Christ, you loved the sin, hated the law of God. It's about an affection, isn't it? That's why Jonathan Edwards wrote so much about religious affections, because they really are the mark of salvation. You once lived in sin and you relished it and you loved it. Now you desire deliverance from it. You once were self-confident and trusted in your own goodness, and now you judge yourself as a sinner before God. You once wanted nothing to do with God, and you wanted to run away from His authority or rebel against it. Now you want everything to do with Him. You desire Him. You desire to know Him and to yield to Him and to please Him. And that's the indication that you're new. You used to deny that you're a sinner. Now you confess that you're a sinner. You used to have no interest in cleansing your heart. Now you long to have it cleansed. You used to run from any attitude of penitence, and now there is penitence in your heart upon any and every sin. And so it's that affection that runs toward the law of God, toward God Himself, toward Christ. Bonner, the Scottish preacher whose little church I visited one day with Eric Alexander over in Scotland, a very little church, but a very powerful man, he wrote a beautiful old hymn. It goes like this. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. I did not love my Savior's voice. I would not be controlled.